Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
What's up, my friend? It's Carrie Oberbrunner, and it is Black Friday. Maybe you're watching a replay, but listen, there's nothing against consumerism, but come on, let's be real now. Most of you who are watching right now, you're creators. And as a result, I don't know about you, but I feel like on a day like today, I just feel my creativity juices flowing. Is anybody with me? So here's what I'm going to do. For as long as people need some help real quick, we're going to just jump in and answer any questions that you have. So if you are watching this, go ahead and type in where you're from. Type in whether you're an author, a coach, a speaker, an entrepreneur. If you need any help right now, pop in your question, because again, I'm going to go for just a few minutes on whatever you need help with. It could be your book, could be your business, could be writing, publishing, marketing. It could be social media. It could be branding. What do you need a little bit of help on? Go ahead and type it in. That would be fantastic. If you are watching this, go ahead and share it. If you know any other entrepreneurs, coaches, speakers, authors, and we'll get jumping in right away. Hey, listen, as we set up today's brief coaching session, I want to ask you, what do you want to create in 2020? What do you want to create in 2020? I don't know about you, but for me, I want to write the next book in 2020. And so I'm literally preparing my life, my desk. That's one of the things I do, is I get a clean desk. Is anybody with me? So what I'm saying about is I need a clean desk before I start to create. And so yesterday, last night after the big turkey dinner and everybody was chilling out and headed to bed, I clean my desk because I know that I'm getting ready for that. So I really do believe that a space is essential when you go into creative mode. What else am I going to do? Well, I'll tell you what, it's music choice. It literally comes down to music choice. So what do? For me personally, these are some tips I'm just going to give you. I do YouTube Red. So that means I pay like 10 bucks a month to have commercial free, nonstop playlists. And I really enjoy that because I know that when you have a disruption, it literally hacks you. It takes you off course. So I see some people typing in here some questions. Great job, Lainey. Good for you. She wants to publish a book, or he. My bad. I cannot see the little small print there. But hey, I got a girl's name. It's all good. But listen, you want to publish your next book in 2020. Big congrats to you. Here's Jill. Jill says, what's the best way to market your business? Should you start marketing before you have a solid business plan? I'll tell you what, Jill, I believe you should. I believe you should market. I believe that actually a lot of talking is testing it out. So let me say that again. It's Thanksgiving. It's Christmas. It's the holiday period. And so a lot of people can actually test out their content on family members. Now, here's the point. You don't want to interpret a lot or read into a lot, because a lot of times our family members are the people who don't see our creativity. They're the people who don't see your genius. And so you got to be careful that you don't create a value statement based on the reactions, but it's a great time to test out your content. So Jill, next time somebody says, hey, Jill, what are you doing? What's hot? What's coming up in your life? Go ahead and share a little bit about your book idea, realizing that you are just in the beginning stages and don't judge their response. All right. But that's always fun to do. In fact, it's fun to do at a networking event because nobody knows you at a networking event. And so sometimes it's fun to just be somebody else and try something on. So if you've always been thinking about a business idea and somebody says, hey, what do? Go ahead and share your dream. Talk as if it already is happening. And what will happen is the energy will shift. You'll get incredibly excited. The other person might light up, but it gives you that confidence. Nobody comes right out of the gate with clarity. Clarity comes with action. Jill, great question. Anybody else have questions? Go ahead and type it in. Erica's monitoring the comments. Thank you so much, Erica. What do you want to accomplish in 2020? And go ahead and type where you're from. I see we've kind of doubled and tripled our viewers, so it's great to be with you. I just thought, you know what? It's Black Friday and a lot of people are out there consuming, and that's okay. But for us creators, a lot of us are saying, man, I want to create. In fact, I get a little bit stir crazy if I don't create, if it's been a long drought of creating. Now, listen, I think you can relate. Who can relate to that? Who can relate to that? To the itch to create? I think probably you, because you're watching this. So that tells me a lot about you. I love what Gloria says. Gloria says, my book, Cost of the Oil, is near completion. That's fantastic, Gloria. I love it. Tell me a little bit about it. What does Cost of the Oil mean? And here's a question, Gloria. Do you have a publisher yet? And if not, we'd like to take a look at it. It sounds like an interesting title. So Cost of the Oil, pretty neat. You're going to launch in 2020. So you already have the date. You already have the title. You already have the manuscript being written. Good for you. Gloria says she's in Indianapolis, Indiana. And Erica, I'll tell you what, my friend, I want to see Gloria's book. Go ahead and put in there, if you don't mind, authoracademyelite.com/application. I'd love to consider her. Faye says, hey, what's up, hey? Or Faye, what's up, Faye? I love what Rebecca says. I'm done shopping, so I am writing. Look at you, Rebecca. That's how it's done. Listen, how many of us believe the lie that like we got to have this big pocket of time to write? Otherwise, we don't even start. Are you with me? I kind of feel like that. Many times before I start writing a book, I feel like I got to have this big week blocked off or something. The reality is it's never going to happen. When's the last time you blocked off a week? You know what I'm saying? It's an excuse. It's an excuse that we tell ourselves that when we are ready, we'll start writing. The point is that you're never going to have the time, and therefore you need to get started. It's just like having kids. I've heard people say, well, once we get enough money, we'll have kids. Good luck. All right. You'll never have enough money. You'll never get to the point where you're fully ready to look at the house, fully ready to get married, fully ready to have kids, fully ready to get to write your bike. To write your book. Sometimes you need to just jump in and do it. You know what I'm talking about? All right. We have some other people. We have Marcus from Florida. We have Ashley. What is up, Ashley? Danny from Ontario. I hope in 2020 to relaunch my book. Awesome, Danny. Let's talk about that. I've relaunched a bunch of books. In fact, some of them are right here. I think it's very cool to relaunch books because a lot of times we pick the wrong title, the wrong cover, and rather than just have that asset sitting there, it's great to give it some new life. Now, I often get asked by people, hey, do you tell people that it's a new edition? Absolutely. What I do, I'll show you what I do. Here's a little tip for you, Danny. What I do is in my new chapters, in my new books, I put this, note to the reader. Do you see that? Note to the reader. And on the back, I put in this updated and expanded edition. I'll tell you why that's important, because you want to gain trust with your readers. If your readers feel like you just put a new cover on it and you didn't tell them, you know, and a new title and it's the same book, they're going to feel a little bit deceived. So what you want to do if you're ever republishing a book, I kept the same title, but I picked a new subtitle, a much better subtitle that explains the benefits. But then I also put in this updated and expanded edition. And then what I did, Danny, is I put note to the reader. And note to the reader is really fun. It's kind of like the director's commentary. Before you get started, you say note to the reader and you almost talk to the reader. And you're just real and you're authentic. And it's pretty cool. Awesome. So good for you. Lainey says, I tend to start, but then get discouraged and stop. I'll tell you what, Lainey, you might need a community to write with. We have what's called the Igniting Souls Tribe. It's a great community. Every Monday is Mission Monday inside the Igniting Souls Tribe. And so Lainey, if you're part of it, then you already have that accountability. If you're not part of it, again, Erica's going to post the link, but it's authoracademyelite.com/application. Danny says she's already a member. There you go, Danny. Look at you, my friend. Good. We'll take some of those tips with you. Note to the reader. And then on the back, put in this updated and expanded edition. Can't wait to see it. Good afternoon, TC. Good afternoon from Georgia. Fantastic. And look at what Gloria says. Obtaining, maintaining, and abiding in the anointing. Gloria, I'm going to ask you for permission. Can I coach you a little bit? You tell me if I can coach you, because I'm not going to coach you if you don't tell me I can. But I think I can give you a few tips that will help your book be stronger. So you go ahead and type in yes if you want me to do that. Sherry says, good afternoon. What is up, my friend? And Faye says, I have to do things like bills. Then I'm on the keys. Fantastic. All right. So Lainey says, what happens when your contract expires with a publisher? Like, what happens to your book? Do they stop producing it? Do I sign with another publisher? Great question. There's all types of different publishing out there. There's what's called self-publishing. There's called traditional publishing. And there's something called Author Academy Elite, where we are kind of in between both for a reason why. We believe both fall short. The traditional publisher falls short in the sense that they keep 85% of your profits, in the sense that they control your content. So yes, Lainey, if you do sign with a traditional publisher and they go out of print with your book, if your book becomes out of print, it's locked. It's frozen. It could be frozen for years. And that's why I was blessed enough to get back my titles. I actually bought back my titles from traditional publishers. And as a result, I relaunched them under my own brand, Author Academy Elite. Why? Because then I could control the cover. I could control the content. I can market it the way I want. So yes, you got to be careful before you sign with a publisher, because you may be signing away your intellectual property forever if you don't read the fine print. All right. I love what Gloria says. Gloria says she wants me to coach her. I will. And listen, Lainey and other people, if you want us to take a serious peek at your book or your career, just go to authoracademyelite.com/application. We're very unique in the sense that we make authors keep forever their intellectual property. The copyright's in their name. The ISBN is in their name. They retain all the rights and therefore all the royalties. It's a very cool situation. So if you've been thinking about it, go ahead, check it out. Gloria says, yes, please help me. All right, Gloria, I asked you for permission and you said I can help you. So I'm going to do that. I would not call your book a memoir. Now you might say, what in the world, Carrie? What are you talking about? Listen, how many people are walking around in life saying, I need a memoir. I need a memoir. By golly, if I don't have a memoir, I'm just going to die. Nobody's saying that. You don't advertise the medium of your writing that already tells readers that you're focused on you and not them. Again, Gloria, I'm just being a coach today to you. This is the same way I coach my clients. Now, this book, Gloria, is a memoir, but notice it's not called Carrie's Secret Name, a memoir of one man overcoming self-injury. Not at all. Why? Because maybe one person would read it, my mom. You know what I'm saying? Instead, notice what I called it, Your Secret Name. And then what is the subtitle? An Uncommon Quest to Stop Pretending, Shed the Labels, and Discover Your True Identity. So what we did, Gloria, is we highlighted the three benefits. Three benefits are very popular in a subtitle. I get this from many other authors out there that are successful. Tim Ferriss, for example, The 4-Hour Workweek, Escape the 9-to-5, Verb, Escape, Join the New Rich, Join, and Live Anywhere, Live. He hits three different things. Escaping your day job, that's a pain point. Joining the New Rich, very curiosity, what is the New Rich? And Living Anywhere, that's freedom. Notice he highlights three benefits, and therefore readers want those three benefits. The title is meant to hook, and the subtitle explains the benefits. So your title is Cost of the Oil. I think it sounds great. I think it's very intriguing. It has my curiosity. It hooks me. But then your subtitle says a memoir of obtaining, maintaining, and abiding in the anointing. Nobody knows what that means. Again, Gloria, I care about you. That's why I'm coaching you. But nobody's walking around in life saying, how do I abide in the anointing? Now, one person might be, but this is the point of saying that your book is probably fantastic, but it's missing people in the subtitle. Remember, nonfiction books have subtitles, and the whole point is to explain the benefits. Why should I spend my hard-earned money and my hard-earned time on reading your book? And if you hit them with the pain point, they'll be more likely to buy your book. Your subtitle should solve a problem. So notice, this book solves the problem of people that feel like they're imposters. By the way, 80% of the population feels that way, that they're imposters. They feel like they're pretending. Therefore, that's why I say, an uncommon quest to stop pretending. Shed the labels and discover your true identity. So what are the three things that people are going to get when they buy this book? By the way, if you want your free copy, I don't even know the link, Erica, but I'm going to get it and tell you. If you go to yoursecretname.com, you can get the book for free. Just click get your free book. As long as you cover shipping and handling, we're good to go. And so go ahead, Erica, if you can grab that. I think it's ysn.carrieoberbrunner.com, something like that. All right. Anyway, the point is this. Gloria, even if your book is a memoir, don't call it a memoir. Don't brand it as a memoir. It's not deceitful. What you're doing is you're basically saying that, hey, I'm focused on you. I'm focused on your problem. And will you tell your story in the book? Absolutely. You will absolutely tell your story in the book. My story's all over this book. But notice, even the way I wrote the back cover copy, notice it's very strategic. I give people the three benefits that they're going to experience by buying this book, okay? And what you do here is you write what's called a hook. Notice this hook. You don't get what you want. You get who you are. And who you are is determined by how you think. Ouch. That's called a hook, all right? And then notice at the bottom, I basically put a call to action. It's time to stop pretending, shed the labels, and discover your true identity today. That word today is code word for buy my book. And notice I just restated the subtitle. Folks, what I'm sharing with you today is a formula. We've studied what makes back cover copies pop. Why is this important? Because Amazon and every other bookstore on planet Earth is going to take what's called your back cover copy and put it in their metadata. This means it's going to be in search engines. It's going to look for keywords. This is why some people's books never get seen, even though they're great books. If you learned something already, type in the word learn. If you learned something already, type in the word learn. What's up, Jan? Jan, you're in my book Blueprint. I love it. You know I've been talking to you about Author Academy Elite. Everyday coaching for you to help you. Awesome. All right, let's go to our next one. Investing in Carrie's program has been the best money I ever spent. Thank you very much, Cherry. Cherry. And by the way, great book. The Dysgraphia. Her book's all about dysgraphia. Not dyslexia, dysgraphia. About writing, learning struggles. Hi, Carrie. I'm an AAE member from Rhode Island. I started in March, but I got sidelined. I just got restarted this week, and I happen to see your email about this live event. It's a sign. Dawn it is. Don't you worry, my friend. Listen, I'm going to be working on my next book here the same time you are. So I get it. I feel your excitement. Kara says this is awesome. Gloria says the cost of the oil. That's great. Cost of the oil is great, but then do your subtitle where you explain the benefits and don't put a memoir, okay? TC Tucker says, I don't have a clue what to do after the book is completed. I'll tell you what, TC, we teach how to turn your book into 18 streams of income. That's what you need to do. Some of those 18 streams of income, even for fiction, Elixir Project, we have in a free training. If you can put that down, Erica, carryoberbrunner.com/book, free training. We'll teach you all 18 streams of income. Some of those 18 streams of income are hardcover, softcover, ebook, audiobook. That's great. Everybody knows those. But then we get into online coaching course. We get into masterminds around your book. We get into live events. We get into podcasts. We get into vlogging. There are so many streams of income that you can create around your book. And that's what we teach. We teach an 18 streams of income model. And people love it. If you want examples of people, go to carryoberbrunner.com/health, H-E-A-L-T-H. You will see that one of our authors has taken his book. I think I have it. I know it's on my shelf. All my authors are. But it's Dr. Pat Luce, and he's built a course around his book. And guess what? The course from that book has earned over $300,000. Now, that's an example of taking a book and turning it into a course. I have a Dream Job Bootcamp course. I have a Your Secret Name 5-Week Journey course. I have a Deeper Path Coaching cohort course. I have an Elixir Project Experience course. Yes, even for a fiction book. That is what you need to do, TC. Your book is just the top of the funnel. Your book is what people can get at the top of the funnel. It's the first step. And then as they go deeper with you, they get more access to you. And obviously the income to work with you goes up. The investment goes up. So great job. Watch that free webinar. If you like what you're hearing today, the free webinar is carryoberbrunner.com/book. But some of you know, like, I've been sitting on the fence. I want to work with you. Great. We can't take everybody, but you can apply at authoracademyelite.com/application. Lainey says, I went with a Christian faith publishing, so I'm sure it's considered in the middle of self-publishing. My contract expires at the end of December. So listen, Lainey, I'm going to do a little favor for you, okay? I'm going to type, I don't like to bash anybody. Maybe they're great, but let's just do a little Google search here. And I'm going to tell you what I think. Okay. So, all right. All I'm saying is, if you go to the Better Business Bureau, I'm going to try to show you my screen, my friend, okay? So hang with me. Again, I just did a quick Google search, and I do not like to talk bad about anyone, and so I don't. But what I am going to say is that I'm going to hang with me. We'll give this a shot. You guys tell me if you can see me. I want to protect you. Here we go. Better Business Bureau. Again, I don't know who they are. I've never even heard of them. But you go to Google and you type in your publisher, and sure enough, what do you have, Lainey? I'll tell you what. You have 33 complaints about working with them, and lawyers, and lots of things. So all I'm saying is do your homework, and I want to protect you guys. We put 100% satisfaction guarantee on our program, and we're serious about helping people. So, Lainey, I would look at the fine print and see if you can get out of it, okay? Linda says, thank you. Lainey says she learned something. Ashley learned something. Kara learned something. Sunil from London, great guy. He's working on his book. Awesome. Gloria learned something. TC learned something. Chrissy's got a great book. Chrissy, I love your book. I want to say it's Blue Sky Morning. Tell me if that's true. I try to memorize all my author's books. I think that's you, my friend. Linda says, I love how Carrie loves authors. Thank you. Jill says, AAE is amazing. Author Academy Elite. Thank you. Awesome. Yeah, we already offered our last publishing contracts for the year is in terms of an official class. We just ended that recently. However, we're always on the lookout for one or two more. If you want to apply, authoracademyelite.com/application. Gloria says, thank you for being so selfless. Awesome. Great. What a great way to spend Black Friday. I'm just being real, folks. Nothing against Black Friday, nothing against people who love it, but I'm just saying I get a little bit stir crazy on this day because I'm like, I got to create something. I got to help people. I gotta see people launch their books. And so that's kind of what I was thinking. Let's just go for a few minutes here. Thanks, Erica, by the way, for doing the comments. This was not even planned. Erica will tell you, I just said, hey, can you hop on for a few minutes? And she said, yes. So here's that free training. And if you want to see an example of one of our authors, again, $300,000 off his course, carryoverburner.com/health. The webinar is brilliant. Barbara says, happy Friday. Gloria says, I want to, okay, here's what, okay, Gloria, I'm going to coach you for 4 more minutes and then we're going to call it a day. All right. I'm preparing to offer the Cost of Oil companion piece, which is a workbook or online course. No idea how to proceed. I'll tell you how to proceed. It costs you nothing to apply for Author Academy Elite. Go to authoracademyelite.com/application. Here's a big mistake I see people make. They go and they print a workbook. Now, why is it bad to print a workbook? Well, let's talk about that. If you print a workbook, guess how much that workbook's going to cost people? $15, $20. In other words, what you just did is you wrote a book for $15 and then you sell a workbook for $15. When instead, what you could have done is you pull out your smartphone, you get what's called a Joby tripod. A Joby tripod's $15, and you literally press record. And when you do your workbook, still have your workbook, but instead of selling it for $15, you put your videos with it, and now it becomes a course. And that course is something that also includes a private Facebook group. So now you have a community based around your course, and now you have your videos and the workbook. And that little $15 workbook that you were going to sell suddenly becomes a $150 sale. You just 10 times your number. Why? Because people will love to do a course where they can get to know you in a deeper way and be part of a community as well. They can't do that with a workbook. A workbook is simply a PDF download or a printable book. Instead, when you tie videos to it that you can literally film on your smartphone, and then you put in a community group like a Facebook group, which is private only for your clients, you've suddenly 10x'd your money. Now you might say, well, gee, Kerry, that doesn't seem very fair. I'll tell you what. Of course it's fair. Why? Because the more successful you become, the less accessible you are. Let me say that again. The more successful you become, the less accessible you are. People will love to spend time with you as the author, where they're hearing from you and they're able to have community with other people that share the similar struggle. It's dynamic. If you want to look at a Facebook group that I have 46,000 people. Just go to Six Figure Author 5-Day Challenge on Facebook. That one is free. And there's over 46,000 people who've joined that and said, you know what? I want to learn how to turn my book into six figures. Great. That's a free course. My point is this, Gloria, be careful who you listen to. Google me, Google Author Academy Elite. You will find no complaints. Now, if that means, has anybody ever not been happy? A couple. And we've refunded them. In other words, we want raving fans. Why would we go and create a business with people who don't like us? You know what I'm saying? So we want people who are raving fans. You've heard some of the people. Linda said her book won the historical fiction. Yes, it did. Gloria says you'll learn it in AAE. Chrissy says you're right. Again, I memorized her book. Why? Because I care about her. She's fantastic. Faye, her book is called Louise. I got it somewhere here on my shelf. Boom. Louise by Faye Bryant. Look at that. See? You can't make that stuff up. I didn't even know Faye was going to be here today. What was it published by? Author Academy Elite. Hardcover, dust jacket, in 39,000 channels around the world. And what does she say? Wow. Thank you, Faye. This is unplanned. Carrie, mentor, coach, friend, Louise wouldn't exist without you. That is why I do these. Because she gets all the money. She gets all the royalties. She gets all the fame and fortune and recognition. But I am the grandfather of this book. In other words, I was able to help Coach Faye. And that's why I'm excited. So folks, hope this was helpful for you today. And we'll do some more of these in the future. But literally, what did Gloria say? I'm close to signing up. We don't even need you to sign up. Just apply. We can't take everybody. We took Faye. We took Chrissy. We took a few other people. But authoracademyelite.com/application. Thanks so much for helping on Black Friday. You're welcome, Kara. You can apply now. Thank you for the free course. Yep, carryoverburner.com/book. Gloria says thank you. And book two comes out on the 10th. Congrats to you, Faye. Have a great day, everybody. See ya. I'm proud of you. And remember, while other people are consumers today, you can be a creator. Go ahead. And whether you're watching this live or the replay, authoracademyelite.com/application. Have a wonderful day. God bless. And hopefully you've recognized that yesterday, man, wow, what a day of thankfulness and gratitude. I know I would not be here without God's grace. So thanks so much. Take care. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carryoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.